Hey, everybody, and welcome to Wife Me Up. I'm your host, Megan Faulkner, and you know I love hanging out with you here and chatting. Chatting is one of my favorite hobbies. I love learning and hearing all of our stories together. I'm just so glad that you're here, that you tuned in today. It's Thursday, February 22nd, and today we are on week 3 of a 4-week series on, you know it, relationships. We're talking about all different kinds of relationships in these episodes. I know it's been riveting. Remember that it's just me and you this week and next as we finish this series with a lot of listener feedback. Back and input actually, but no particular guest. So grab your coffee or your beverage of choice, and we are just going to chat like the very best friends that we are. We're going to dive right into it again today, but before we do, remember, Wife Me Up is for the unmarried person who wants to feel like they're a part of the club. It's for the married person who has anyone unmarried in their life. It's for the dating, the engaged, the enraged, and every kind of person in between. My hope is that this show will provide a little humor, a lot of fun ideas, and ways that we can all be a little more connected to each other's stories. To not isolate or assume, but to engage and ask, to tell stories, to share ideas, and to, as often as possible, create things for others to enjoy. Because what actually is life if it's not shared? Let's keep talking about our relationships. You guys, I wanted to start off by telling you that I did exactly what I challenged you to do last week. I am not exempt from any of this. I put out that challenge for everybody, including myself. I did it today. In fact, I did it just a few hours ago, and I'm still a little emotional. So I'm not sure recording this is a good idea, but I'm going with it anyway. I reached out to someone where there was conflict, and I made it as right as possible, as far as it depended on me. It was not fun, you guys, but I'm better for it. And to be honest, I feel a little free. I feel like I've been holding my breath for the past month over this conflict. And we talked a little bit, and now there's a peace for both people, I think. Anyway, I don't want to speak for them, but based on their responses, it felt more peaceful than it has in a month. So look at us leveling up and thriving, doing some good work over here. Now, moving on to week 3 of our relationship series, we have to talk about a lie. But before we get started, I want to do a little check-in. On a scale of 1 to 10, just think to yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much effort do you put into each of the relationships that you value most? If the score that we give ourselves doesn't really match the value of the relationship, then I say it's probably time for us to up our efforts. Listen, we have been told that relationships take work. But in reality, I think that insecure relationships take work. Secure ones take effort. Sort of like your morning routine, right? I want to make sure that we're differentiating here between work and effort, because it's really important in this case. Effort suggests enthusiasm, and work just kind of suggests diligence, right? So in physics, I'm not a science girl, but I consulted a science friend. In physics, effort is energy expended, and work is the result of that energy expended. So developing and maintaining good relationships takes effort. They aren't static. They're living, dynamic aspects of our lives, and they require a ton of attention and care. So much is written about romantic love, the love of a child and parent, the love of best friends, and we know that all of those relationships are not effortless. We've come into this effortless era, so to speak. Like we say and hear things like, she does it so effortlessly, or advertisements say things like, get effortless curls or lose weight effortlessly. Look at her, the way she does that, it's effortless. You guys, that's a lie. It's not effortless. School requires your attention. Your job requires intentionality. Your car requires preventative maintenance in order to work properly. The most important things in our lives will always require some level of work and sacrifice and attention if we want them to succeed and work instead of fail and break, right? And our relationships are no different. I think that part of the lie of effortlessness is that we can go right into autopilot with our relationships. For some reason, we think that this like complex partnership or parent-child relationship or marriage or dating relationship or best friend relationship can just run perfectly fine if we just put it on the back burner and make other things our priority. A lot of times we prioritize ourselves there. But true loving relationships as with anything that's worth having in this world, take a tremendous amount of effort and care and support, regardless of whether it's a case of love at first sight or realizing an unspoken love after decades together or best friends or a parent relationship or a sibling relationship. These types are deep and meaningful relationships. They have deep and meaningful connections within them, but they don't come like wrapped in a bow presented to us as a gift. It's earned. There's so much time of knowing, loving, and supporting people just day in and day out, being there for people. And in my opinion, this is just an opinion, so don't take it as fact. And if you have a problem, you can email Christine at meganiefaulkner.com. So in my opinion, is that the reason that there's so many fractured relationships right now in the world, friendships, romantic, familiar, or otherwise, is that people have this notion that relationships should be effortless and relationships should be easy. And when a relationship takes work, we move away from it. People who are convinced that they don't need to work hard to maintain healthy and loving relationships in any aspect are some of the first people to give up on them when things get a little rocky. And you could ask any group of people who have been together for a long time, families, maybe people have been in marriages forever. They would tell you that there's bumps in the road and in their friendships, in their relationships, whatever. It was anything but effortless. So I want to tell you today that about Philippians, this book in the Bible. Philippians is a letter written from the Apostle Paul, this guy who used to hate Christians and persecute them, to the church in Philippi, a church that he actually started around the year 52 AD. This was, many people believe this, Paul's favorite church, and he really, truly loved these people. And they send him this generous gift, and so then he writes this thank you letter back to them. That's the book of Philippians. And so it's a thank you letter back to them after they sent him this gift. And if you read carefully through all four of the chapters in the book of Philippians, though, you're going to see at least 16 references to the mind. And how does this tie into our relationships? I will get there. You're going to see him talk about how you think, what you remember, what your attitude is. And today, I want to talk to us about a different way of thinking about our relationships when we have a changed perspective on effort. So Philippians 2, 1 through 2 says this, listen, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if you have any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. And remember, he's writing to a specific church. And in that church, there was this little bit of division that was going on. So he was going to encourage them to be like-minded, to think about the same things. I want to read it to you one more time. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if you have any comfort from his love, if any fellowship from his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. I learned this super cool tidbit while I was setting this to talk with you guys about it. This little Greek word translated as like-minded is this word called phronio, and it means to set your affection on. It means to think, or it means to be single-minded. He says, I want you to be like-minded, to think on similar things. So why does this matter in our relationships? Well, if you look through scripture, specifically in regards to effort, if you look through scripture, there's so many powerful verses about how important our thoughts are and how important our minds would be. I just want to rattle off a few to you. James says that a double-minded man is unstable in all he does. Paul says, I want you to be like-minded or single-minded. Paul told the Romans, he said, don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. Paul told the Corinthians to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Paul told the Philippians, he said, whatever is noble and pure and right and lovely and admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, he said, think on such things. Proverbs says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So here's a mind shift for us, perhaps specifically in regards to effort in our relationship. How we think helps inform what we become. Now, for Paul, everything was about Jesus. And this is why I kind of like Paul. He said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So he's saying, hey, don't just think like each other. But what I want you to do is I want you to think like Jesus. He said it in other places. I want you to have the mind of Christ. So why is this important when we're talking about effort in our relationships? If we look at the way that Jesus lived, we might think, I could never live like that. I could never be as loving as he is. I could never be as generous as he is. I could never be as full of grace, and I could never please God the way he does. I could never put that much effort into my relationships. But let me give you a mind shift, because how we relate to the people and the world around us is really all about what goes on in our mind. If we think about people like Jesus thinks about people, we have a high likelihood of treating them how Jesus treats them. If we think about people like Jesus thinks about people, we have a high likelihood of treating them how Jesus treats them, full of effort, always pursuing, constantly loving. Relationships are effortful, not effortless. And Jesus is the best example that we have. I want to share with you what one writer and radio host, Josie Bolka, shared about the lie of effortlessness. Hear what she has to say.
The thing we strive to be. 8 steps to an effortless makeup look. She makes being a mom look so effortless. He executed that intricate plan effortlessly. 12 outfits that are effortlessly chic. She is so effortlessly beautiful. Why do we try and make hard work look like it wasn't hard? Trying to make wearying strenuous tasks seem effortless takes more effort. We're all carrying bags of bricks on our shoulders and telling others we're carrying feathers. Why are we lying to each other? Saying things like true love is effortless and easy and fun, and the right friendships aren't hard work, and being a good mom comes naturally. Nobody speaks effortless fluently. I don't know if it's a language anyone even really knows. We're all just here trying to form sentences that seem correct enough that other people will believe that in some world they make sense, and that there's just an upper echelon of people who speak in this vernacular, and these people have it all figured out, but these people don't exist. Life is hard. True love takes work. The right friendships take time and effort. Being a parent is exhausting. Doing your makeup in a way that looks like you're not wearing any is incredibly involved. We're all out here putting forth tireless effort to seem as though we're not putting in any at all. Comparison will steal your joy eternally. And thinking things are easy for someone else will make them seem even harder to you. Life will have endless moments of effortless beauty. You can drop your bag of bricks to enjoy those moments whenever you please, but you are allowed to let the others know that there were bricks in there and it was heavy. You are not alone in your uneasiness. Be proud of how not effortless your life is. Be proud of all your hard work.
Everything takes effort, but it's all worth it. I promise. Put in the effort this week. I know you won't regret it. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Megan Recommends, just a little segment of our show where we share things that are making our world a little sweeter in hopes that they make your world a little sweeter too. Typically, if there is a guest on, I recommend listening to the guest, but it's just been me and you this week. Well, these 3 weeks, right? Almost four. Here's the recommendation for today. Are you ready? Go out of your way for someone this week. Go out of your way. Go the extra mile. Go out of your way. Do the extra thing. You will not regret it. And I want to hear your stories. Go out of your way for someone this week. I know it'll make your world sweeter.